Hi, I'm Seth Godin. I want you to steal this idea. Here's what you can do to spread the word about unleashing the idea virus. Go to www.ideavirus.com and download the Idea Virus Manifesto. That's the book this program is based on. Then send the file to a friend or send them a link to the site so they can download it themselves. You or they can also print out copies of Unleashing the Idea Virus. Print out as many as you like.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Unleashing the Idea Virus by Seth Godin, read by the author.
Here's the number one question people ask me after reading or listening to my book, Permission Marketing.
So how do we get attention to ask for permission in the first place?
This program is the answer to that question. Imagine for a second that you're at your business school reunion, trading lies and bragging about how successful you are and are about to become. Frank the jock talks about the dot-com company he just started. Susie, the ex-banker, is now focusing her energy on rebuilding Eastern Europe. And then the group looks at you. With a wry look of amusement, you answer, well, the future, the really big money, is in owning a farm, a small one, maybe 100 acres. I intend to invest in a tractor, of course, and expect that in just a few years, my husband and I can cash out and buy ourselves a nice little brownstone in the city. Ludicrous, no? While owning a farm may bring tremendous lifestyle benefits, it hasn't been a ticket to wealth for, say, 200 years. What about owning a factory, then? Perhaps the road to riches in the new economy would be to buy yourself a hot stamping press and start turning out steel widgets. Get the UAW to organize your small, dedicated staff of craftsmen, and you're on your way to robber baron status. Most of us can agree that the big money went out of owning a factory about 30 years ago. When you've got high fixed costs...